Okay, we've got two minor reservations. I'm going to ask Mr. Carson to run through the cap of the reservation. Minor reservation.
You scored them, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Sir.
What was the score?
8-2.
8-2. All right.
Comment was?
Regarding time, if you get into the hole, so to speak, how long is that going to drag out? Maybe a little.
The concern is that this process will delay some certain decisions.
Can I speak to that comment?
No, not yet. I want to get the other, who had the other minor reservation? Commissioners? Commissioners here has the same reservations with time on it. Okay, now you may speak to it.
I would submit that time's already screwed up. We don't have a fix. The quick fix didn't work. The commission didn't agree with the quick fix and wanted to have it addressed by the local approval work group. If it's going to be a constant pain, then I think we need to step back, take a look at it, and address the entire thing. And if we have to meet outside of the commission meetings a couple of times before, that's fine. Let's get it done. We'll plan. We just keep piecemeal.
All right. Any other comments? Commissioners, Commissioner, actually, your next day, as I did.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Craig, and Dave.
Yeah, I could see there needing to be some stuff done to the state product approval area of the rule. Quick fix, I think we had some very small, minor things in there identified, but I would not want to see us to open up the state product approval area of the rule. Or as much as we're dealing with the local right now. So
it's
some sort of constraint on that, discretion on our part, I think is going to be needed.
Well, I don't have objection to that. I just think that the committee, if the scope was broadened, would be able to address anything they need to within the rule. Observing that the state part of it is probably pretty well okay.
That's my point, because I don't see state element really needing anything significant done to it, where I think we've looked at a lot of the local stuff and we've identified a lot of things that could be some significant changes.
Then you can restrict it by saying without changing the basic concept of the statute.
Yeah. Well, let's work that out as a commission, okay?
That's great. That'll be a commission discussion. And we had two commissioners here that had reservations around.
We'll
bring that up at
the commission. Yeah, we'll do that at the commission. Okay, Dave?
If they do open up the whole rule, I think maybe that should consider including the group of people and possibly the door of this week, because there's been a lot of issues out there.
Expanding the stakeholders, what you're saying. Okay, capture that as well.
Sorry, I didn't hear what you said.
Expanding stakeholders to our group and stuff. All right, Rick.
Consistent with what Senator Constantine said this morning, I have one question in the industries who have on legislative capacity sessions on product approval regarding the timing of this. Our history code says that once we get into this, they don't take new meetings outside of our expectation from this oracle is that they're looking at 6 to 9 months before completion. That's based on, Mr. Chairman, is that correct? You agree with that? So our point being that we don't see completion of this, but we'll pass the point in time to provide any input for the legislature. So I want feedback from the industry folks that have issues they take in the legislature and what you feel about the time.
Well, let me add one thing before they answer. If you don't sit down and handle this, then we're legislature and bypass all the Florida building. And I think we had to all get together and let the building commission do what it's supposed to.
Per with that wholly, but I guarantee you that there were agreements formed past few times. And people did not confer with the outcome of those consensuses. And I don't see that happening anytime.
Before we adjourn, I just want to know, I'm going to look for one motion, which is to approve the package of recommendations made to the commission, an actual formal motion.
You have DOAM and I have the homeowners association, and I think a great deal of manufacturers agree with a lot of what's out there right now. And I don't see why we can't put this together in a rapid fashion.
Ask this question, and given the list of items that were on our second to-do list, which is much longer than our quick fix coming out of the February meeting, those of you who are not on vulnerability in the DOAM, and I don't think all of those people are saying here, and I advise the commission of the day that they probably should make a decision for the people who work in a forum where they can provide some of that.
Dispose of the motion, and I'm going to open it up to some public comment, okay? So I would request a motion to approve the package of recommendations, including Dale's recommendation to the commission related to expanding the scope. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Second.
All right, discussion on the motion. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? And so there's no people that have group voted unanimously to approve the package recommendation to submit to the commission. Okay. I was going to allow some public comment. Go ahead, Craig.
Before you go to public comment, on the 6 to 9 month issue, I want to ask Rick about, is there any way for us to accelerate this, having more meetings outside the 6 week commission schedule?
That's the plan.
The plan is to do that, but you have a major decision coming up in the next commission meeting about the wrapping up the Florida building code, and you have some options. And one of those options will take longer than the other option. There's only so much that, staff can try to manage at one time. We have a number of other outstanding issues that are on the work plan. So if the commission gives it a little prioritization exercise, I'd say, and reduces the scope of this work plan, and puts all the focus on this, that his staff can probably handle that.
Well, I don't see the commission, of course, putting the building code rule on the side burner to the product approval rule, but I could see the building commission possibly putting emphasis on the product approval rule to get this change done as quickly as possible.
And I would recommend that this conversation we have at the work plan commission meeting, because that's certainly needs to be looked at.
Well, I'm more interested in his answer was that it is possible to accelerate.
Yeah, depending on priorities of other commission.
Okay.
But, George, I see your hand up.
Question. What is it we're looking at? Are we saying we want to rewrite this thing again, or are we satisfied with what we got, but we want to look at it again just so we can have another check on it? I think we keep doing this, and then we're going to be at this thing for the next 10 years. It's never going to be perfect. I don't like this, I don't like that, but that's the main thing is you got to sit there and gulp it once in a while and say, I will go with it, and then we'll work on it as need be. I just don't see us doing it over and over.
All right, Ralph, you were first. Go ahead.
Security. I agree with what Chris just said, and I agree with what Rick said. And we all know we've been working on this subject matter for over 4 years. And I believe we've got a great system, an excellent system, both local and state. I think the problem is that there are those who do not understand it. And I think what our mission should be is to set forth the call of those who do not understand. There's a lot of confusion about it should be there. Is to help them understand the system. Now that's a lot different than going back into and opening up the system. That's what the problem is. I hear a lot of confusion here today. Anyway, that's my opinion.
Okay. Anybody else in public?
Let me just say one thing. The idea, I'll explain this to the commission in August. The idea of going back and opening up the entire thing was not to rewrite the entire thing. It was to have the ability to go to the various places in it that we needed to fix. I mean, it doesn't mean that there's not a whole bunch of in there that's fine. It's the way it is.
Give Jeff a big stick.
Okay, Dennis Brad.
I actually support what David was saying. One of the reasons that people have not been satisfied, we keep finding problems, we knew we would. But, you know, when you open this back up the way that you've opened this up, this works. I, for one, feel as the public out here that we've actually been able to have a wider group. A lot of us in the industries have not felt like that we have been represented with the public. It's as simple as that. And we do not feel that the decisions that they typically have made have involved us in that process fully. So it's, if you don't feel like you're engaged in that process, you're not being represented in that process, then it's hard to accept it and promote it. That's been part of the problem. This today has been a very open process. We've been limited by rules, which are fine to us. I mean, but we have been able to speak and get things said, and you've had a representation on this committee for a lot of different industries here, so they've been able to talk and put forth these ideas. So that's part of it. So I mean, people don't rush to the legislature because they don't like one little thing. It's because if you don't feel you're being represented, then you have a problem. And that's where it started. So in looking at this, I believe the entire thing needs to be looked at. The items that need to be looked at have already been identified. We're not talking about rewriting the entire document. OAF has done a great job with this, going in here and spelling this out. I think the same thing has already been started. You started the process already with the rest of the document for the state stuff because you guys have already gone in, got input, and several different meetings on what needs to be fixed. So I think you can probably take that up. The question is, do you do that all at once and involve this part of it too, or do you finish this and then you start that one?
Okay. Anybody else in public wish to speak here?
Just to get on the record, I just want to get some of the manufacturers' issues out there. Some of them you talked about today, but I think it is important to try to do the quick fix. If you can't fix those problems. I have no problem opening up the rule to address some of the other issues as long as the work group is expanded and include those interests that aren't represented at the table, such as the roofing industry and the door industry. Specifically, the scope of the rule needs to be limited to structural wind-blower compliance that was tried to be addressed in the revision. The staff worked on, however, the issue of weathering properties needs to come out because that can include things like paint and heat and energy issues as well. Need to eliminate the burden on the local building officials. I think that's why we're here today, one of the biggest issues. And I think you talked about some of the ways you can do that by specifying what their scope is in the product approval process and how they perform those functions. Need to revise the definition of structural components. Again, tweaking that definition, maybe going back to the original or even making that better. That combined with the issue of limiting the scope to the wind load provisions, those two issues to combine together, I think, will take care of a lot of the problems that we've had, where I've actually got calls on prior approval for things like ornamental shutters and gable vents, and even a piece of wood that was going to be a part of the TV. So we need to address those kinds of issues. We would prefer that you keep the original exemption of the wording that was in there for lumber and concrete. Again, those are very different products. I don't think building officials are going to be in the process of looking at, you know, approving individual sheets of lumber that go through their own grading process and inspection process. You need to specify the products bearing the certification mark or listing from an approved certification entity are approved without further documentation or review. You need to keep the scheme for manufacturers to demonstrate compliance to the building officials and for the building officials to follow. That's using the one of four ways, the test report, certification marker listing, or product evaluation report, whether it's from a product evaluation entity or an architect and engineer. It's important for consistency. Dale talked about that a little bit, that we actually have a scheme for folks to follow. That's the way you demonstrate compliance. We need to clarify that state-approved products must be accepted by local building officials as long as the product is being used according to its limitations of use. We have some jurisdictions around the state that are not accepting state-approved building products. You know, we spend a lot of money as manufacturers on the system. We need to allow that system to work. Additionally, on the flip side of that issue, we need to clarify that state approval is at the discretion of the manufacturer. You don't have to get a state approval. We have some jurisdictions that are saying, I don't want to see your product unless you have a state approval. That's not what the law says. We need to have a process for new products, so we can allow an architect or engineer to certify compliance with those products. Not all products can be tested. We got some experts here in the room who can talk to you about certain products, such as fasteners, things that are configured to work on a specific site project. We need to have a process for that to allow those products to get forward. And lastly, again, I would just submit to you that this work group needs to be expanded to cover those industries that are not at the table and are not represented, so that we can come up with a consensus product that can be taken to the legislature. I think you heard Senator Constantine say that we need to interact with the industry. He doesn't want to circumvent the system. So I'm hoping that we have a voice, that you all are listening, and that we can kind of come together and make some of these revisions.
Anybody else in the public wish to address the work group?
I just want to clarify and be clear that I totally support what Carrie said. There's a whole list of laundry items there. We spent a lot of time on issue identification. I think our struggle is always to come up with solutions, you know, to those issues. If there's some way to accelerate the process, and, you know, we don't need the commission to tell a work group to get together, perhaps. Since we are in this maybe unique situation where manufacturers and building code officials are agreeing that there's some major problems out there, we don't need the commission to tell us that we can't get together with OAF people to try to put on the table a proposal to actually solve these things. I mean, no one's disagreeing about the problems. We can't seem to get at the solutions, and trying to write rule language by committee. Even if it's a small committee versus an expanded committee, is always really hard. You end up, you know, the old story about things written by committee. But I think that's been an extended lot for us. And I think we just need to have, I think we need to have a few more meetings outside the commission setting. Perhaps there's a way to get at some of these things. people saying that the state approves the products are no good, our jurisdictions, we don't believe any of that. You know, two people trying to really comply with the rule and setting up their own process and their own fee structure. So it's all over the board. We need to have solutions.
My property owners of Florida, Shrews, we're a manufacturer, we use, of course. I want to see four of the quick fix items that came out in February at some of the subsequent meetings. My understanding is those weren't enacted most recently, and one specifically was the option to go on the NCIS website and do an update to an existing application, or revisions, I would say. Waiting for that on August 1st, August 2nd, August 2nd, found out that that had not been enacted. What I'm speaking for is pushing through those quick fixes, which were identified back in February and March, and seeing those things enacted as soon as possible.
Anybody else?
Deborah Lawson, I would like to echo support for the things that Carrie outlined. I think I could do a more thorough job than that. You all have a tall task to do this, but I think an attainable one. We spent a lot of time today, you know, with y'all wordsmithing to try to get your goals and concepts up there in something clear. And I would just ask that when we're trying to rewrite these things, you know, it's obvious from just the confusion in this room that it's not real clear, and that we try to craft a rule that is clear to building officials and the folks around the state that have to interpret it so that they can actually implement it.
Anybody else? Going once? Twice? Okay. Anybody, any other members wish to say anything before we look for a motion?
Steve said.
Steve
said.
Motion.
We adjourn.